Welcome to the Listening Comprehension Test. There are three parts to the test. You'll hear each part twice. At the end of each part, you'll have some time to complete the tasks. Now read task one. Now listen to part one.
Hi, Claire. How did you do in your exams?
Hi, Steve. Well, my grades were not too bad, actually. German was better than I expected. I got a B. But maths was a bit disappointing. I only got a C. And you?
Not very well at all. Now I'll have to rethink my plans completely.
But I thought you had a job offer from the car company you worked for last summer. You said they would like to employ you as a mechanic.
Yes, but they wanted at least two Bs in maths and science. So I don't think I can get in there with these results. Only a C in maths and not an A as I'd hoped.
Oh, poor Steve. But perhaps they'll still accept you.
Well, maybe. But what about you, Claire? Are you still planning to go to see your aunt in Australia?
No, I did want to travel a bit, but I simply can't afford it. I'll have to change my plans and start looking for a job where I can earn some money.
Do you have any idea what you're going to do?
Well, have you heard of Delgo, a local company that makes furniture? It's very expensive, but they have customers all over the world.
Well, there's not much future in expensive goods. People can't afford that kind of thing.
Perhaps you and I can't, but you would be surprised. The business is growing, so the company is offering apprenticeships.
What? You aren't going to be a carpenter's apprentice, are you? Making things out of wood? I really can't imagine that.
No, of course not. I'm not interested in an apprenticeship for a production job. I was thinking of an apprenticeship in the office, in business and marketing.
So, some boring office job.
Well, it doesn't sound boring to me. Quite the opposite, in fact. My dad thinks it is a good opportunity.
And will it be well paid?
I don't know yet. The firm has an open day next week, and I want to go along and find out more about it. Why don't you come with me? It might be something for you too. They offer apprenticeships in production as well.
Yes, all right. Which day is it?
Now listen to part one again.
Hi, Claire. How did you do in your exams?
Hi, Steve. Well, my grades were not too bad, actually. German was better than I expected. I got a B. But maths was a bit disappointing. I only got a C. And you?
Not very well at all. Now I'll have to rethink my plans completely.
But I thought you had a job offer from the car company you worked for last summer. You said they would like to employ you as a mechanic.
Yes, but they wanted at least two Bs in maths and science. So I don't think I can get in there with these results. Only a C in maths and not an A as I'd hoped.
Oh, poor Steve. But perhaps they'll still accept you.
Well, maybe. But what about you, Claire? Are you still planning to go to see your aunt in Australia?
No, I did want to travel a bit, but I simply can't afford it. I'll have to change my plans and start looking for a job where I can earn some money.
Do you have any idea what you're going to do?
Well, have you heard of Delgo, a local company that makes furniture? It's very expensive, but they have customers all over the world.
Well, there's not much future in expensive goods. People can't afford that kind of thing.
Perhaps you and I can't, but you would be surprised. The business is growing, so the company is offering apprenticeships.
What? You aren't going to be a carpenter's apprentice, are you? Making things out of wood? I really can't imagine that.
No, of course not. I'm not interested in an apprenticeship for a production job. I was thinking of an apprenticeship in the office, in business and marketing.
So, some boring office job.
Well, it doesn't sound boring to me. Quite the opposite, in fact. My dad thinks it is a good opportunity.
And will it be well paid?
I don't know yet. The firm has an open day next week, and I want to go along and find out more about it. Why don't you come with me? It might be something for you too. They offer apprenticeships in production as well.
Yes, all right. Which day is it?
This is the end of part one. Now read task two. Now listen to part two.
What exactly does this machine do?
Well, this is a wood lathe, and it's used for making things out of wood.
And how exactly does it work?
Well, first you fix a piece of wood at either end. Then you switch the lathe on. The piece of wood rotates very fast. Now, while it's rotating, you cut some of the wood off carefully to make the piece of wood the way you want it.
What sort of things can you make with it?
Well, the easiest thing to make is a round leg for a table or a chair. But when you are good at it, you can make wooden plates and bowls and things like that.
Can you use any kind of wood?
No, you have to choose the wood carefully, because some kinds of wood are harder than others and keep their shape better. But the important thing is that the wood must be dry.
You have a lot of different coloured woods here. Where are they from?
Well, the red woods are from Central America, the black ones from West Africa. And of course, we use light-coloured ones from England and Europe. But we only use woods that are grown in an environmentally friendly way.
And what sort of things do you produce in this company?
We produce a number of different handmade things. Tables and chairs, of course, but also wardrobes, cupboards, candlesticks, and small artistic things like jewellery boxes and fruit bowls. In fact, anything that can be made of wood that the customer wants.
Your products are very expensive, though, aren't they?
Well, they are not typical mass-produced articles. Each one is different and handmade, which takes time and skill. So it's naturally a bit more expensive. But our customers like special things.
Well, thank you very much. That has been very interesting.
If you'd like to see the machine working, I'll be giving a demonstration in about an hour. If you'd like to come back then, you'll be able to see it.
Can we have a try ourselves?
No, I'm afraid not. It can be a bit dangerous if you've never used one before.
Well, we'll come back and see the demonstration then. Could you tell me if the personnel manager is here today?
Yes, he's the man over there with the dark suit and glasses, Mr. Fletcher.
Thanks.
Thank you.
See you later.
See you later.
Okay, goodbye. See you later.
Now listen to part two again.
What exactly does this machine do?
Well, this is a wood lathe, and it's used for making things out of wood.
And how exactly does it work?
Well, first, you fix a piece of wood at either end. Then you switch the lathe on. The piece of wood rotates very fast. Now, while it's rotating, you cut some of the wood off carefully to make the piece of wood the way you want it.
What sort of things can you make with it?
Well, the easiest thing to make is a round leg for a table or a chair. But when you are good at it, you can make wooden plates and bowls and things like that.
Can you use any kind of wood?
No, you have to choose the wood carefully, because some kinds of wood are harder than others and keep their shape better. But the important thing is that the wood must be dry.
You have a lot of different coloured woods here. Where are they from?
Well, the red woods are from Central America, the black ones from West Africa. And of course, we use light-coloured ones from England and Europe. But we only use woods that are grown in an environmentally friendly way.
And what sort of things do you produce in this company?
We produce a number of different handmade things. Tables and chairs, of course, but also wardrobes, cupboards, candlesticks, and small artistic things like jewellery boxes and fruit bowls. In fact, anything that can be made of wood that the customer wants.
Your products are very expensive, though, aren't they?
Well, they are not typical mass-produced articles. Each one is different and handmade, which takes time and skill. So it's naturally a bit more expensive. But our customers like special things.
Well, thank you very much. That has been very interesting.
If you'd like to see the machine working, I'll be giving a demonstration in about an hour. If you'd like to come back then, you'll be able to see it.
Can we have a try ourselves?
No, I'm afraid not. It can be a bit dangerous if you've never used one before.
Well, we'll come back and see the demonstration then. Could you tell me if the personnel manager is here today?
Yes, he's the man over there with the dark suit and glasses, Mr. Fletcher.
Thanks.
Thank you.
See you later.
See you later.
Okay, goodbye. See you later.
This is the end of part two. Now read task three. Now listen to part three.
Now, Claire, I have read your application carefully, but I would like you to tell me why you have applied for this job in this particular company.
I am a practical person myself, and I like this company's idea of handmade products. I don't think I could work in the production itself, but I have good maths and language skills, so I think I could learn about business and marketing. If the company is willing to support me.
Where would you like to see yourself in 5 years' time?
I hope that, when I finish your apprenticeship program, I will be qualified to take responsibility for some of the activities in the company.
If we offered you an apprenticeship, how soon would you be able to start?
Well, I have a few other interviews, but I could start in 2 or 3 weeks' time.
I see. Well, Claire, do you have any questions that you would like to ask me?
Yes, I do. Why would this job be better for me than a full-time course of further education, for example?
I think the advantage for you is that you will actually get everyday business practice instead of just learning about the theory. And you will be paid.
How much would I earn?
At the beginning, £115 a week.
Oh, that's more than I expected.
Well, the apprenticeship years will be hard, because you will have to work and study. But in the end, you will have good business qualifications, some years of business experience, and of course, you will earn more.
What will the apprenticeship program be like in practice?
The company starts work at 8 in the morning. Apprentices work here Mondays to Thursdays. They spend 3 months in each department of the company, first in the production, then in sales, marketing, and so on. On Fridays, apprentices attend classes at the local school.
Now listen to part 3 again.
Now, Claire, I have read your application carefully, but I would like you to tell me why you have applied for this job in this particular company.
I am a practical person myself, and I like this company's idea of handmade products. I don't think I could work in the production itself, but I have good maths and language skills, so I think I could learn about business and marketing if the company is willing to support me.
Where would you like to see yourself in 5 years' time?
I hope that, when I finish your apprenticeship program, I will be qualified to take responsibility for some of the activities in the company.
If we offered you an apprenticeship, how soon would you be able to start?
Well, I have a few other interviews, but I could start in 2 or 3 weeks' time.
I see. Well, Claire, do you have any questions that you would like to ask me?
Yes, I do. Why would this job be better for me than a full-time course of further education, for example?
I think the advantage for you is that you will actually get everyday business practice instead of just learning about the theory. And you will be paid.
How much would I earn?
At the beginning, £115 a week.
Oh, that's more than I expected.
Well, the apprenticeship years will be hard, because you will have to work and study. But in the end, you will have good business qualifications, some years of business experience, and of course, you will earn more.
What will the apprenticeship program be like in practice?
The company starts work at 8 in the morning. Apprentices work here Mondays to Thursdays. They spend 3 months in each department of the company, first in the production, then in sales, marketing, and so on. On Fridays, apprentices attend classes at the local school.
This is the end of the listening comprehension test.